Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. It's the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
James Marillac is in charge of digital media here at The Fan, and he noticed the same thing I did. The idea that in the last couple of weeks, and even in this week following a good win over a Chargers team that has a pretty good offense, Vic Fangio still has a habit of calling Von Miller out. And James, thank you for joining us. What is the objective here? Is this as simple as Vic Fangio is a quote-unquote old-school coach doing the tough love kind of thing? But what's the beef with Von Miller?
I don't know. It's nothing new. Vic Fangio did it the day he was introduced as the Broncos head coach. He did it at the media barbecue on the eve of training camp, and he's continued to do it. Kind of my initial thought when he first started down this path was, it's kind of a way to send a message to the entire roster of, hey, if he's willing to call out Von Miller, the best player on the team, Super Bowl MVP, we all better mind our P's and Q's because he'll call us out too. So originally that's what I thought it was. But as time has gone on, I think that's less and less likely. I think at this point, I really do think Vic Fangio has a problem with the way Von Miller plays and the way he goes out there and the effort that he gives. And, I don't necessarily think that he's wrong. I thought Von had a pretty good game against the Chargers, even though he didn't get any sacks. I thought he was active. You kind of noticed him more in the run game than in previous weeks. But I have noticed throughout the first five games of the season, there's a lot of times when Von Miller's just kind of standing around watching the action. So it's not necessarily incorrect on Vic Fangio's part, but man, in 2019 and kind of the modern sports world, for a head coach to call out his marquee player, the face of the franchise, in that manner, that is highly unusual.
And obviously, you don't have to look any further than what's going on in Jacksonville with Jalen Ramsey to wonder, is this particularly a good idea? And I'm not saying you have to make sure that you kiss the backside of every one of your great players because you don't want to make them upset. But at the same time, Von Miller, and I went over the stats, Von Miller actually, when you look at his numbers for tackles, is on pace for one of the top four seasons he's ever had in tackles. He's certainly behind pace when it comes to sacks, is on pace for seven. But let's say he gets two on this game against a Tennessee team that's given up 22 already. Now he's on pace for 11 again. And you'd be talking about a top five season in his career in tackles and another double-digit sack-type season. He's not that far off from that pace. What does Vic Fangio want?
That's a very good question. And I'm not 100% sure. And, could it go down the path of Jalen Ramsey? Well, I don't know. I mean, Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey obviously had their issues on the sideline. And, Jalen Ramsey's a different guy than Von Miller. We've never really seen any of that kind of me-first attitude, particularly on the field or on the sideline from Von Miller. So I don't expect it to go that way. But, I think, and we've heard a lot about this in the last two or three years with the quarterback situation. Oh, it's a good way to lose the locker room. You know what else is a good way to lose the locker room? Is when you're calling out Von Miller and then you're going out in front of the media and you're praising and defending Garrett Bowles. Like, that's a good way to lose the locker room. Or, Juwan James plays 10 snaps. He's now missed four games with an injury that didn't require surgery. And look, it's always a slippery slope to start calling guys out when they're injured because none of us know. But that's a lot of time to miss for a knee injury that didn't require any sort of going under the knife. And you don't say anything about that. And yet you're going after Von Miller. It's a little bit strange. And yeah, it could become problematic. Look, if Vic Fangio was this way with everybody, and to some extent he is, like, he throws around compliments like they're manhole covers. I mean, I thought AJ Johnson was great on Sunday against the Chargers. Vic Fangio kind of made it sound like, it was a ho-hum performance. So it's not totally out of character, but boy, if you're going to defend Garrett Bowles and you're going to, you know, not say anything about Juwan James, you got to be pretty careful when you're going to call out Von Miller. That seems like a risky proposition to me.
Well, and it seems like when Von has one of those games and kind of breaks out, as if it seems like eventually he might, and he might even do it this week. Like we talked about, 22 sacks of Mariota already. Then what do you have to say? You have to sometimes make up the kind of ground here. Miller, It seems to me that I understand that Miller is having a down year. I also understand that when Bradley Chubb is out, he's going to have a down year comparatively because everyone's going to double and triple team him. But if you're going to basically pick on the guy for having a down year, when he hasn't had a down year virtually ever, it seems like maybe you've earned a little bit of leeway and Fangio walking in. I know he doesn't owe it, but yeah, I'm just intrigued to see how this plays in the locker room, all these little sort of things. That's the kind of stuff you can do if you're Bill Belichick and you're winning a bunch of games and you win Super Bowls. If you want to, you know, bang on your guy, say not good enough when you have a great track record. Okay. This was after your first win. And by the way, the first interception of the game that Phillip Rivers threw was directly forced by Von Miller. He doesn't get a stat for it, but he did it.
Yep.
I just find it peculiar. And I do wonder going forward, I mean, does he have a whole bunch of compliments saved up in case Von has a good week?
Well, no, it's a very good question. And I get it. Statistically, he's having a down year, but a lot of that is based on those, first three games when they didn't have a single sack as a team.
So right.
The entire defense was having a down year up to that point. So it wasn't as though everybody else was performing at this high level and we're all looking at it going, what the heck's wrong with Von Miller? Like, it was a group-wide thing, which leads me to believe it was new scheme and learning how to do it and all that kind of stuff because it was everybody. I mean, it wasn't as though Bradley Chubb had 7 sacks and Von Miller had 0. I mean, nobody had one. So, and the other part of it is, you know, like we talked about, he was calling him out before the year ever started. So that wasn't because he was having a down year. That was before he ever even stepped foot on the field in Vic Fangio's defense. It's just, it's odd to me. And that's why I used the word badgering him in the headline of the article, because that's what it feels like to me. It just sort of feels like, you know, that kid that the teacher picks on no matter what he does, or the parent picks on, or the coach picks on, of like, you almost just can't win. And again, initially I kind of liked it. Of like, look, if you set a high standard for the best player on your team, great. That's kind of establishing what it's going to be for everyone. But at some point I think you kind of take it too far, and it almost seems personal. And I was on with Cecil last night, and he asked me, you know, do you think Vic Fangio likes Von Miller? And none of us know. I have no idea. I can't get into his psyche, and I don't know personally what he thinks of him, but it sure seems at this point that Vic Fangio doesn't like Von Miller as a football player, which is odd, best pass rusher in franchise history. But man, I have a hard time coming up with another explanation for it other than he doesn't like the way he plays football from an all around standpoint. You know, maybe not just rushing the passer, not just this, not just that, but what's his all around game? Doesn't seem like Vic Fangio's a fan, if you ask me.
Well, let's go to a story you wrote more recently, too, about the idea that there's the term you used was insubordination creeping into the Broncos locker room, specifically with Deontay Spencer, and so his poor decision to take these punts, you know, within the 10-yard line. He's hardly the only guy in the league that does it, by the way, but he's obviously not supposed to. Is it really an insubordination, or is this plus the Von Miller thing? I try to look at them together and say, what I'm seeing is a first-time head coach that maybe doesn't quite have a hold on his own locker room.
Well, you know, I think if you make the mistake once, anybody can do that where you kind of lose sight of where you're at and you get caught up in the heat of the moment and you're like, oh, crap, I'm at the 7 here and I'm supposed to let it go over my head. But, you know, when you do it multiple times, which Deontay Spencer has, at that point, you're just not listening to your coaches. You're not paying attention to them. And insubordination is a big term, and it's a, you know, maybe, you know, a little hyperbolic, but to some extent that's what's happening. If you're ignoring authority, if you're ignoring your boss, if you're ignoring your position coach, you're just saying, hey, thanks for the advice, but I'm going to go do whatever I want to do and be rogue. That's what it is. It's insubordination. And to me, if you let that fly, and this is a small thing, but if you are constantly telling Deontay Spencer, don't field the ball inside the 10, he does it multiple times and you don't do anything about it, you lose all authority. You lose all credibility. You know, and I think that creeps into the locker room. Like, yeah, he says that we got to do this, this, and this, but he never enforces it. So, you know, I just look at it and say, what would happen in New England if a punt returner did that? Bill Belichick would send him packing after the first time. He certainly would send him packing after it happened multiple times. And Deontay Spencer seems like a nice kid. You know, he's been fine returning punts. The team had a hard time during training camp and preseason finding somebody who could just consistently catch the ball. So, you know, I get why they're maybe a little slow to move on. But he's not Devin Hester. He's not a guy that has this huge upside, so you're willing to put up with the downside. I think you got to establish, hey, when the coaches tell you that this is the way we want something done, we expect it done that way. And if you don't, you're going to be gone. And I find it somewhat just inexcusable that the Broncos coaching staff lets this slide and lets Deontay Spencer continue to do what the coaches tell him not to do. And then they keep putting him out there on the field. I don't think that's a good way to run an organization of any kind of hierarchical organization. Football team falls into that. It's a head scratcher to me.
I think they're just happy they have someone who hasn't fumbled it yet. Knock on whatever wood is nearby.
Probably.
He is James Merrillat. Make sure you follow him at James Merrillat on Twitter and everything that we're doing on 1043thefan.com. James is our maestro here putting that all together. There's terrific stuff and more every day. Thanks as always for taking the time this week to talk with us, James. Looking forward to what's next.
All right. You bet. Thanks for having me on, Sean.
You bet. Take care. Again, James Merrillat. James Merrillat at Twitter. Insubordination. Woo. Woo. That's a big word. Of course, it's better than getting caught lying about another player and having it turn into a national story, I guess. What happened to Richard Sherman? I'll tell you more about that next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.